In this bulletin, Labor calls for Liberal MP Chris Crowther to be referred to the High Court over his eligibility to remain in Parliament. A new survey finds a majority of young women in Australia have faced sexism, and Usain Bolt's time at the Central Coast Mariners comes to an abrupt end. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Labor says Prime Minister Scott Morrison must refer Liberal MP Chris Crowther to the High Court over his eligibility to remain in Parliament. Mr Crowther is facing questions over his financial interests in a Commonwealth-supported pharmaceuticals company. Labor believes it puts him in breach of the Constitution. Mr Morrison has played down those concerns, saying he's confident Mr Crowther has nothing to worry about. But Labor's Mark Dreyfus says Mr Morrison needs to show leadership on the matter.
It is arrogance in the extreme from a desperate Prime Minister. It is disrespect for our Constitution. The truth is that Mr Morrison is absolutely terrified of losing the tenuous grip that he has on power.
A survey of nearly 3,600 Australian men and women shows a majority of young women in Australia have faced sexism. The survey, conducted by Macquarie University in partnership with an upcoming SBS documentary titled Is Australia Sexist, has found 60% of women aged 18 to 25 have experienced gender inequality. 40% of women in that age group also say they've experienced sexual harassment in a public place over the last 12 months. The survey also found that one in four men believe it's easier to get a dream job in Australia if you're a man. Macquarie University's Professor Catherine Lumby has told SBS the results should be a wake-up call.
Most Australians really want to see gender equality, but I think that there's still a huge lack of awareness about what average women experience. Men do not every day walk down the street and become self-conscious about their appearance. They just don't carry the same cultural baggage that women do about their bodies.
US President Donald Trump says he's finalising a plan that would require immigrants seeking asylum in the US to approach a legal port of entry. The Immigration and Nationality Act provides that any immigrant in the US may apply for asylum regardless of where he or she entered the country through a designated port of entry. But Mr. Trump wants to change that to deny asylum to migrants who try to enter the US between ports of entry, a move that could be challenged in court. It comes as President Trump has deployed as many as 15,000 military personnel to the border with Mexico in response to caravans of Central American migrants making their way to the US border. The US president says he wants to establish control over America's sovereign borders.
No nation can allow itself to be overwhelmed by uncontrolled masses of people rushing their border. That's what's happening. They are rushing our border. They're coming up. And even before you get to the caravan, just on a daily basis, people coming in. And it's a very bad thing for our country.
To soccer, and Usain Bolt has quit his A-League trial after rejecting a contract from the Central Coast Mariners. The Mariners were unable to find a third-party sponsor that could help them meet Bolt's financial demands. Bolt has thanked the club, the players and the fans, saying he was made to feel very welcome. It's unclear if the 32-year-old will seek to earn a professional contract elsewhere. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 30 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, cloudy and 19. Hobart, showers and 16. Canberra, sunny and 27. Wollongong, a possible late shower, 27. Sydney, mostly sunny, 30. Newcastle, a possible shower developing, 32. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, a shower or two and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.